The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on KGYM, presented by Hills Bank, with 19 locations throughout the corridor. Now, let's head courtside and alongside former coach Eric Peterson. Here's Miles Klotz.
And welcome inside Muscatine High School here in Muscatine, Iowa, as we get set for a Class 3A sub-state final, a trip to the state tournament on the line here tonight between the Clear Creek Amana Clippers and the Knights of Davenport Assumption High School. Hi, everybody, and welcome inside Muscatine High School. High school basketball on the gym tonight presented by Hills Bank with 19 locations across the corridor. With Eric Peterson, I'm Miles Klotz. Zachary Schmitz, our board producer back in Cedar Rapids. And Eric, looks like it should be a pretty fun game. Two teams on paper, pretty evenly matched. Both come from similar level conferences. Assumption plays a little bit more 4A competition, but a little bit of a weaker Mississippi Athletic Conference this year. But the one thing you look at both of these teams, Clear Creek Amana, much more balanced with the scoring. Assumption rolls off of their star player, Sean Peters, and he can really do it all.
Well, I think so. Clear Creek Amana on any given night, again, you got Christian Withrow, Nick O'Connor, Tyler Schreffer, Mike Potter. Again, I think on any given night, you know, one of those kids can lead Clear Creek Amana in scoring, where, again, just studying Assumption and their information from the year. You know, they're a big post player, 23.6 points per ball game, 194 rebounds. I think leads them in steals, 36 steals, 37 blocks. So a real force inside. And then Hodge for Assumption averages 10.6, and then it dips all the way down to like 6 points, 4 points, 4 points. And so it'll be interesting. Again, when I say big post player, 6'4". So not, you know, the 6'7", 6'8". Bowlers from a size standpoint will match up, you know, within, actually about the same size as the Assumption post. So it'll be a lot of fun to watch and see if Clear Creek Amana can contain him, because that'll be certainly one of the keys for them to be able to come out on top.
Davenport Assumption enters with a record of 19-4. They are looking for their first state tournament appearance since a fourth place finish back in 2014. This Clippers squad, a veteran team at 18-5, they have played pretty well as of late, despite one kind of shocking upset loss at Solon towards the end of the regular season. They have not made the state tournament since 1993, but the winner of this one is headed to Des Moines. And Eric, this Clear Creek Amana team has played really well this second half. This second half of the season. But this will be one of their bigger tests in the last couple of weeks after rolling through their first few games of the playoffs.
As you said, they're hot. They've won 10 of their last 11. Again, that little blemish again, the loss at Solon fairly late in the season. Lost to Solon by 9 points. But other than that, they were playing exceptionally well down the stretch. Beat a very good center point Urbana boys program. And again, Keokuk, I thought was a solid team. They beat Keokuk to get to this sub-state final. And so they're playing, again, really well at the right time of year.
Muscatine High School, the site for today's game between Clear Creek Amana and the Knights of Davenport Assumption. And the starting lineups have been put up on the board, so let's take a run through those, starting with the Clippers of Clear Creek Amana. Starting at a guard for Clear Creek, well, I don't know if these are the starting lineups, unless there's been a change. Yeah, these do not appear to be the correct starting lineups for tonight's game, at least not for Clear Creek Amana, unless, I guess they changed the jersey numbers when playing on the road. That must be what it is. We have not done a Clear Creek Amana game away from home. I'm gathering, yeah, that some of the jersey numbers have been changed for tonight's game. All right, so for Clear Creek Amana, Nick O'Connor gets the start at a guard, averaging 11.5 points a game and shooting at 42% from long range. Tyler Schrepfer is a senior guard, 5'11", averaging 11.3 points and a division best 3 assists per game. And also at a guard, Christian Withrow, a junior, averaging 15.5 points. That leads the Wamak West, 6 rebounds a game, and is a very good shooter, 53% from the field. Mike Potter, a 6'1 junior, averaging 8.4 points and 5 rebounds a game. And TJ Bowlers, who will be tasked with defending Davenport Assumption star post Sean Peters, he averages 6.3 points, 6.3 rebounds a contest. As for Assumption, their starting lineup is as follows under 5th-year head coach Matt Fitzpatrick. Ray Tucker is a starter at a guard. He averages 3.3 points per contest and shoots at 33% from behind the arc. Grayson Heiser wears number 4, a 5'8 senior, averaging 4.4 points and 4 assists per game. That's second most in the Mississippi Athletic Conference. Dane Hodge, a junior, 5'11", wears number 10, averages 10.5 points a game, and is one of the better three-point shooters in this part of the state, 35% from the floor. Bill Flaherty, a 6'5 senior forward, averages 4 points, 5 rebounds a game, and is one of the best shooters in 3A, 68% from the floor. And Sean Peters, number 24, the star of this Assumption team, a 6'4 senior that averages 23.6 points a game. That is tied for the fourth most in Class 3A, and he's second in the Mississippi Athletic Conference, 8.5 rebounds a game, also 59.9% from the field, 37.3% from the floor. You get the gist here, Eric. You stop Sean Peters, you can beat Davenport Assumption.
Well, it sure looks that way. And Assumption does have some size that can come off the bench. So that may be something, again, if they rotate players in and out. We'll see how Clear Creek matches, and hopefully, again, they can stay out of foul trouble, specifically Bowlers.
National anthem coming up. Let's take a listen in here in Muscatine. Well, they weren't really able to get the national anthem to work, so Creek Amana student section just started singing it. That was actually pretty cool.
That was. You could kind of hear a faint thing, yeah. And somehow it just didn't get connected up and things. So a moment of confusion, but again, Clear Creek Amana student section, again, jumped right on that.
Coming up with the big assist.
Yes.
All right, we are ready to get underway here from Muscatine High School. The first meeting between Assumption and Clear Creek Amana. In a year's time, they did play last year in a sub-state game up at Cedar Rapids Xavier. Assumption won that game 63-46. And Assumption also won in a sub-state game back in 2011. Sean Peters for Assumption, TJ Bowlers for Clear Creek Amana. Ball's in the air, and it is won by Mike Potter of Clear Creek Amana, and then he immediately dives out of bounds.
Yeah, it was just kind of, a loose ball off the tip, and... going hard after it on the far sideline, but again, momentum took him out of bounds, so Assumption will have the first full possession.
It's pretty loud in here. Both fans, student sections traveled well, fans traveled well. Of course, Assumption, a little bit of a smaller school, given that they're a private school and don't represent necessarily a town. Assumption in white uniforms, red numbers and letters. They work it around the perimeter to Bill Flaherty, the senior, one of the better post players on this Assumption team. Right side, driving in Dane Hodge, tries to bank a jumper off the square, around and out, and then right there to grab the rebound, Peters, who puts it back in up off the square. And Assumption on top, first here, 2-0, 30 seconds in.
Good defensive possession, making Assumption miss the shot.
Mike Potter with the answer on the other end as he drives in from the right side and rolls home a right-hand lay-in. And it's a 2-2 ball game. Assumption bringing in full court pressure here. They've got the blue jerseys, white numbers and letters. Clippers looking for their first trip to state in more than 25 years, 1993 the last time. Assumption hasn't made it since 2014. Driving in Heiser. Drop step
foul
in the lane.
Bowlers.
Jumps up and gets fouled by Bowlers as he tried to lean in for a left-hand hook shot. And that'll be something to monitor is... TJ Bowler's in foul trouble given the size on this Assumption team.
Well, that time again, he got down the lane and got Bowlers up in the air and just, again, floated into him a little bit. An easy call for the officials.
And the first free throw for Grayson Heiser, the senior, is good. Heiser averaging 4 points a contest. And Assumption back on top here, 3-2. Second free throw also good for Heiser, who entered today a 67% foul shooter. And it's a 4-2 lead for Assumption with 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. Down the left baseline, Nick O'Connor leans away for a fader, and the shot tips out of bounds off the left of the rim, and it'll head to Assumption here.
Well, the long rebound almost came back to Potter, but it deflected off an Assumption player so quickly he just couldn't get his hands up and corral it and went off of him out of bounds.
Well, Clear Creek Amana will again bring in that full court press. Assumption works to break it. They move right to left here in the first quarter. Right corner for Bill Flaherty, lanky 6'5 senior. Fires to the top, Hodge sets his feet, launches a three and connects. Dane Hodge, one of the best three-point shooters in the Mississippi Athletic Conference, hits his first of the night, his 47th of the season. And it's 7-2, Clear Creek Amana trailing with the ball. Withrow, trapped left corner, down the baseline, bounces Potter underneath. One head fake, rolls it in off the right of the rim.
Well, nice interior feed there, getting the ball inside to Potter, and again a little ball fake, and then went up strong and scored. So two inside baskets for Clear Creek Amana.
Mike Potter with all four for Clear Creek Amana, but it's Assumption with a 7-4 lead here in the first quarter. 2 minutes gone by in Muscatine. Left wing Grayson Heiser tosses to the corner, Peters. Best player for Assumption, 24 points a game. Right wing Hodge takes it down the baseline, floats it up over Bowlers and knocks it in. Dane Hodge has five. And Assumption with a 9-4 lead. 5:40 and ticking to play here in the first quarter in this Class 3A Substate Final. Right corner, Mike Potter scored all the points today. Takes a screen left from Bowlers. All points for CCA, that is. Potter picks up his dribble on the right elbow and hands off Nick O'Connor. Deep right wing, guarded closely by Noah Mack. Enters in, turns, gets it to Bowlers underneath. One drop step to the basket, turns, got the basket and the foul. TJ Bowlers with a chance for a three-point play.
Good interior feed, and Bowlers just took one dribble. Was able to use that dribble to gather himself up, went up strong, and scored.
Fouls on Bill Flaherty, his first. TJ, a 53.5% foul shooter. Trying to get this down to two, and he swishes home the N1 free throw. It's 9-7. Assumption leading here with 5:16 to play in the first.
Well, so far, Clear Creek has been able to answer each Assumption basket here, but they need a defensive stop.
Assumption ball, Bill Flaherty tries to enter it underneath. Peters, wild pass, trickles off the backboard and picked up by Tyler Schrepfer for CCA. Clippers can tie or take the lead. Schrepfer, left wing, a three for the lead, swish! And the Clippers have their first lead, 10-9.
Well, Schrepfer kind of got lost by the Assumption defense, and he was a couple steps behind the three-point line, but made the hoop.
Heiser on the other end shovels it underneath for Flaherty, who finishes the lay-in, and it's 11-10. Assumption back in the lead here as we trickle to 4:39 to play first quarter. Clear Creek Amana basketball moving left to right. Nick O'Connor jumps, fires for a cutting Schrepfer. Jab step to the top. Potter launches a three, knocks it down. Clippers by two.
Well, Schrepfer did a nice job penetrating. Thought maybe he was going to try to force up a shot from the lane, but saw
Mike Potter.
Potter wide open on the three-point line and delivered a great assist.
Potter with seven, CCA leading 13-11. The answer on the other end, connecting Ray Tucker with a three. Both teams can't miss right now. Halfway through the first quarter, it's Clear Creek Amana with the ball trailing 14-13. Bowlers nearly loses a pass on the right baseline. Swing it to the top, O'Connor. Extra feed, left side, Christian Withrow. CCA's leading scorer hasn't taken a shot tonight and loses the ball off his foot. Ray Tucker picks up the loose ball for Assumption. Knights have led the majority of this first quarter. Left wing, Ray Tucker. Feeds it for Hodge, right wing. Transfer from Alleman High School in Brock Island, Illinois. Gives it into Peters, driving. Blocked by Bowlers at the rim. Straight up, a clean block. And CCA the other way with a chance to take the lead. Withrow driving. Bounces for Potter. Ball rolls loose and out of bounds off of Assumption. And it'll stick with CCA here. And quite a game so far. Quite an atmosphere.
Well, it is. And again, Bowlers, give them a lot of credit there. If you're Clear Creek fan, you hold your breath. A 3:27 left in the first quarter. And he went up to block the shot, but again, had good position, and the officials allowed the play.
Withrow rattles off a free throw line jumper, and the rebound falls to Dane Hodge for Assumption. Peters down the right baseline, spins, loses the ball off his hand. Great defense by Christian Withrow as he forced Peters to go to his offhand, and he spun, lost the ball off his hip. And a turnover will give it back to CCA.
Great job taking away the baseline, and when that was cut off, trying to reverse pivot there and couldn't control the basketball.
Schrepfer, left wing three over the arms of Grayson Tyler, and he can't get that one to fall down, of Ray Tucker. 14-13, Assumption with the lead in the ball. Heiser tries to shovel it in. Peters, extra pass. Left wing, Noah Mack, a three. Too strong off the heel, and then a whistle and an over-the-back foul. And if that goes on Peters, that'll be something else to monitor, the foul situation with Peters. And they do
don't have it up on the board
put
yet.
A foul up on the board yet, so we don't really know. Anyway, Clear Creek and Manna ball.
22 it has.
22, so it goes on Bill Flaherty. That's his second. Ryan Navarra into the game. Tosses off Brock Reed for Clear Creek and Manna. Reed down to the baseline. Return feed on the right wing. Jab step, takes it into the post. Looks for Schrepfer right wing. Schrepfer feeds Withrow top of the key. Entry feed right side. Off to Reed on the right corner. Reed bounces down the baseline. Right hand dribble. Finds the cutting Potter. Jump stop in the lane. Tries to float it up from five. And the shot rolls off. It's short. And then a collision between two Assumption players. But Heiser able to save it on the far side. Tries to dribble between his legs. Tight defense from Brock Reed. CCA with a steal on the other end. Withrow up ahead. Reed watches for the trailer. Lays it in with a left hand. And the Clippers back on top. 15-14.
Well, again, nice defense. That three-quarter court trap caused a little problem there. That was the third Assumption turnover.
Peters drives to the lane. Uses his size to rise up and lay it in with a left hand. Assumption back up top. 16-15. A minute 48 to play in the first quarter. Withrow right wing. Bounces off for Mike Potter. As a substitution comes to the scorer's table for Assumption, Matt Tallman. Potter on the left wing. Enters in, searches, kicks off Schrepfer left-hand side. He fires in for a cutting Navarra. Navarra out to the corner. Potter drives, loses the ball off his foot. Brock Reed tried to save it, and he did not touch it because it stays with CCA.
Well, Clear Creek being very unselfish. Thought they maybe had a couple looks there, but again, keep making the extra pass. Ball ended up being deflected out of bounds, so they'll inbound under their own basket.
Schrepfer lobs it in for Bowlers. Enters it down left elbow. O'Connor, a left wing baseline jumper, falls in for Kyle Schrepfer, excuse me. And Clear Creek and Manna on top again, 17-16 with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Matt Tallman, left wing for Assumption. Kicks it off for Mack. Enters in left side. Off to the right-hand side. Hodge tries a three. Around and off the left of the rim. Bowlers fights in for the rebound. And a foul called underneath on the big man for Assumption, Tyler Morrow, who just swatted T.J. Bowlers in the back. Morrow picks up his first foul right after checking into the game. 17-16, Clear Creek and Manna with the lead in the ball. 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. Nick O'Connor right wing for the Clippers. Enters Bowlers, fumbles with the ball, returns it right side for Swales. Swales to Brock Reed. Reed down to the corner. Nick O'Connor, left corner three, no. Bowlers grabs the offensive rebound. One dribble, turns, right-hand shot, no. And fight for the rebound underneath. O'Connor grabs it, and he's fouled. Another foul on Tyler Morrow. He picks up two fouls in the span of about 45 seconds. And we'll check out here for Sean Peters. For Bill Flaherty, who's also got a couple of fouls.
Well, that time, again, a good effort for Clear Creek and Manna trying to get that offensive board and drawing the foul.
T.J. Bowlers, right baseline. Hands it off. Tyler Schrepfer takes a screen from Bowlers. Jump, free throw, pull-up jumper is good for Tyler Schrepfer. He's got five. And the Clippers by a game-high three, 19-16. 30 seconds to play first quarter. Grayson Heiser, deep left wing, looks at Coach Fitzpatrick. And Assumption will hold here for the final shot. 20 seconds to play in the first quarter, and what's been a back-and-forth first 8 minutes. Assumption can, at best, tie, barring a four-point play, down 19-16. Heiser dribbles with 10. Over to his left, fires right side, Flaherty, wide open, steps into the elbow, kicks it Heiser, left wing, at the buzzer, the three is good! And we go to the second quarter, tied at 19. And that was a well-done job at the end of the quarter executing by Assumption.
It really was. What a great first quarter. Both teams extremely hot from the field. A 19-19 ball game after one.
And at the end of one, 19-19 our score. We'll step aside. High school basketball on the gym presented by Hills Bank.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here inside Muscatine High School. Eric Peterson, Miles Klotz, Zachary Schmitz, our producer back in Cedar Rapids. 19-19, a competitive first quarter, lots of fun. And it's Clear Creek Amana that will start the second quarter with the basketball.
Both teams have five kids in the scoring column in just the first quarter.
Tyler Schrepfer, left wing, three off a feed from Bowlers. He knocks it down. 8 points for Schrepfer. And Clear Creek Amana by 3, 22-19.
I don't know if I've seen two teams start off a game as hot as these two teams have been. Both doing a great job shooting the basketball, running their offense, and getting great looks.
Yeah, both of these teams more proficient on offense than defense. Matt Tallman tosses out left wing Peters, steps in and lobs it to the right wing for Noah Mack. Mack to the free throw line, pivots, tosses off right side Heiser. Hit that three at the buzzer to end the first quarter. Assumption works the ball into the left corner. Peters, head fake, takes it down in the baseline, and a floater up and blocked by Bowlers, but a foul.
Boy, that's a tough call.
Second foul on Bowlers. From this angle right here, it looks like it was all ball to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a little contact with the body, but boy, that's a tough call. You know, a lot of times when the player leaves, obviously off his feet, goes up in the air, it's not like he's trying to draw a charge, and there was a little contact, but boy, it was so clean up top.
Peters hits the first free throw. He's 69.5% from the stripe this year. 22-20. Davenport Assumption out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference trailing here with a chance to cut this lead down to one.
This is where Clear Creek, again, size becomes a potential issue. They're so much smaller with the Bowlers out of the lineup, and I'm almost guessing Bowlers might sit for the rest of the half.
And shot short, the second one. But again, remember Bill Flaherty at 6'5", also sitting with two fouls for Assumption. Tyler Schrepfer, another left wing three. Heat check, rattles around and out. And the rebound to Dane Hodge for Assumption. 1 minute into the second quarter, 22-20. Leading Clear Creek Amana, Assumption ball on the left wing with Ray Tucker. Lobs it right side for Mack. Cross-court pass left corner, Hodge. And a walk. Nice spot by the official who was right there on the sideline, and it'll head back CCA's way. A lot of turnovers so far for Assumption.
Assumption, that's the fourth turnover. You get a lot of calls where, again, off the catch, the player shuffles the feet before they put the ball on the floor.
Tyler Schrepfer across half court for CCA with a two-point lead. Left wing feeds Potter top of the key. Jab step over to the right-hand side, searches for a cutting O'Connor, finds him, floats it up for the baseline, pops out left of the rim, Peters the Assumption rebound.
Well, that was a good look, but again, Peters was right there and forced a kind of a much more lofted shot, altered the shot, and Clear Creek not able to capitalize.
Mack
on that
passes
possession.
Up a left wing three, enters it, finds a cutting Peters to the baseline, got it and a foul. What a beautiful cut and a chance for Assumption to take the lead at the line.
Well, the officials are going to call a close down low.
Fouls on Ryan Navarra, his first.
Elevated up, scored it with the left hand. Again, a little contact, not a lot of contact. Again, from the player that was on the floor, and the officials call it and send Peters to the free throw line.
Peters with a chance to give Assumption the lead. He's got 7 points, averages 24 a game nearly. His free throw is good, and it is a one-point lead for Assumption, 23-22. 6:27 to play here in the first half inside Muscatine High School. Left corner Brock Reed for CCA. Trying to back down Hodge. Hands off Nick O'Connor. Feeds Reed top of the key. Jabs with his left foot. Enters to the elbow. Swings it into the left corner for Tyler Schrepfer. Schrepfer to Potter at the top. Passes tipped. Recovers right in front of the Assumption student section on the far side. 6:06 to go in the half. Clear Creek Amana with a chance to take the lead down by one. Schrepfer down the baseline. Double team, spins and throws to the top for Brock Reed. Nothing inside here for the Clippers. Reed, right side, O'Connor a three, knocks it down.
That's a very patient possession for Clear Creek Amana. Assumption was playing awful good defense, but a penetration, then a kick to O'Connor. Clear Creek Amana's second three-pointer here in this second quarter.
Two-point CCA lead, 5:38 to play in the first half. At the top of the key, Noah Mack, too strong on a three. Offensive rebound, Heiser. Shovels it right side, Hodge. He tries a three for the lead again. That one's too strong, grabs his own rebound. Muscles to the baseline, floats it up, no good. Rebound, Peters the spin, and the left-hand finish. And Assumption has tied it up at 25.
Again, that's Bowlers on the bench with the two fouls.
Swales, right wing, a three, and that's around and out, and the rebound falls into the hands of Heiser for Assumption, running it coast to coast. Heiser nearly picks up his dribble, bounces down low for Mack. Mack floating up underneath, and a foul. Ray Tucker to the free throw line. Foul's called on Reed, his first.
Fourth team foul on Clear Creek.
First free throw misses for Ray Tucker. Second free throw up, and also short. Clear Creek catches a break. Tucker had only shot 6 free throws on the year, so not a big sample size, but it's 25-25. CCA ball. Withrow driving as a shot blocked underneath by Ray Tucker. And it'll stay with the Clippers' right baseline here with 5 to play in the first half.
Well, that's where if you're a Clear Creek Amana fan, there was as much contact there as the foul on Peters, the last possession. And the officials call one and let him play through the other.
Reed, top of the key for CCA. Hands off Mike Potter. Team high 8 points for the Clippers. Right corner, Reed. Goes off a screen right, down the baseline, muscling up Hodge, up and under Reed.
Oh,
layup
rebound.
Doesn't go, but a nice rebound by Potter. Feeds it in for Reed, who lays it in with a left hand. What a rebound by Mike Potter on the baseline.
That was an athletic rebound, and then an even better pass.
Noah Mack driving down the baseline, has his shot blocked, and Assumption will keep it. The block made by Nick O'Connor. 27-25, Assumption ball, and a tip off the inbound. It'll stay again with Davenport Assumption.
Now the ball will be on the side rather than under the basket.
Right in front of the CCA bench. 27-25 Clippers. 4:30 to play here in the first half. Grayson Heiser, top of the key for Assumption. Turns back towards his head coach, Matt Erickson. And takes a screen right. Tucker left wing. Tries to lob it underneath Peters. Catch and release off the glass for 2. Didn't even need to use a dribble. And it's 27-27 once again.
A great interior feed and a big, tall athlete getting the basketball and just putting it up and in.
Withrow driving. The free throw line bounces off Tyler Shrepford. Jabs, lean away, 15-foot jumper. Off the heel, no good. Rebound Heiser for Assumption. Assumption up the far side, Tucker. Deep right wing, 3 launches, and that pops around and out. Rebound Mike Potter for CCA. Tie ball game with 3:52 to go in the half. Potter coast to coast. Drop step in the lane, a whistle before the shot. The shot did go in.
Yeah, they're going to call it on the floor, though, I believe.
And that foul goes on Noah Mack, the first on the sophomore guard. Both teams sitting at 4 team fouls right now. 27-27 ball game. Clippers with the ball. 3:49 to go in the first half. Reed on the right corner. Left-hand dribble. Fires off to the top of the key. Withrow. Step back. Long 2. Top of the key. Knocks it down. Christian Withrow, his first points for CCA's leading scorer. It's again a 2-point Clipper lead. 29-27, Dane Hodge for Assumption. Kicks left wing, Grayson Heiser. Right hand dribble, circles it around the perimeter. Right side, Noah Mack. Takes his time, fires a 3 and hits. And Assumption with the lead again. Withrow spinning for CCA. Up and under move, got the basket and a foul. Nifty move by Withrow.
That's a spin dribble, and then he still kind of tried to had to avoid Peters inside. A tough shot, an acrobatic shot, but he scores and fouled, and he'll shoot the free throw.
Fouls on Ray Tucker, and 1 free throw rattles home. Withrow with 5, the last 5 for CCA, and it's a 32-30 lead here with 3:14 to play in the first half. Hodge driving to the basket. Left-hand lay-in goes.
Oh, Hodge just blew by the defender there.
And a timeout called by Coach Erickson and Davenport Assumption. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 32-32, 3:04 to play, and both offenses really clicking so far. Wonder when we might start to see some more lockdowns on defense.
Well, I don't know that I've seen Clear Creek Amana play with this kind of confidence. The movement of the basketball, the perimeter shooting, attacking the basket. Like you say, I think the key is going to be, can a team get defensive stops? The other thing that's always interesting is when halftime comes. You know, so often momentum somehow gets impacted by that, 10-minute break. So it'll be interesting to see, can they continue this pace and this high quality of a play? But, again, we still have 3 minutes and 4 seconds here left in this second quarter. And, again, a tie ball game.
Clear Creek Amana ball, 32-32. 3 minutes to play until halftime here in Muscatine. Tyler Schrepfer across half court for CCA. 8 points in the first quarter, nothing since. Withrow top of the key, spins and goes up and under. Reverse lay, and he got it. What a move, Christian Withrow. He's got the last 7 for the Clippers, and they lead by 2. Assumption ball, left wing, Grayson Heiser reverses it right side back. Into the corner, Hodge. In the left-hand side, Hodge down the baseline. Fires it underneath. Peters recovers off the ground, uses his size to rise up and knock it in. Sean Peters with 14.
14 points, halfway to his average.
34-34. Clear Creek Amanda ball. Left corner for Nick O'Connor. Down the baseline. Scoots inside. Tries to muscle it off the glass. Shot no, and the rebound tapped out to Peters for Assumption. Knights with numbers. Feeding ahead, Mack. One dribble. Short floater. No. Peters with a tip in. Can't get that one to go, but his second tip in rolls in off the back of the rim.
Oh, boy. Without bowlers, again, just no size to battle with Peters on the offensive board.
Schreffer stripped at the top of the key. Peters one-on-one to the basket and is fouled as he tried to lay it in. Good foul by Brock Reed. Otherwise, it would have been two easy points for Peters. Second one on Reed. Peters to the line. Assumption leading by two.
Yeah, it's been quite a while since they haven't just traded baskets, so this is a possession for Assumption to have consecutive scores here. And Peters on the free throw line. Tough turnover. That's, I think, Clear Creek Man is only their second turnover here of the first half.
Peters a 70% foul shooter, and he hits the first of two. 17 points for Sean Peters, ranking top five in 3A this year. Averaging 23.6 a game, the all-time leading scorer at Assumption High. Left foot over his right, deep end of the knees, second free throw rolls in. 2-2 from the line, and for the first time in what feels like forever, it's a double-digit lead, a double-possession lead for either team. Assumption by eight, by four, 38-34. Right wing Withrow driving in, has it stripped by Peters. Peters a clean lane to the basket. This time he slams it down with two hands.
Now Clear Creek
timeout, Coach Club.
And they get one here.
Sean Peters wasn't going to get the clear path foul that time, so he just decided to throw it down with authority. And you just talked about momentum. Here it is, trending Assumption's way.
Well, two turnovers back-to-back for Clear Creek Amana, and turnovers by guards trying to start the offense, and both led to runouts. Clear Creek was able to get back and foul the shooter, but he made both free throws, and that time the resounding dunk. So, just where the turnovers happened led to easy baskets for Davenport Assumption. So this will be interesting, kind of the first real adversity of the ball game for either team, falling down 4 points. So we'll see how Clear Creek responds.
40-34, Clear Creek Amana trailing by six with a minute 40 to play.
Assumption moving up into some full court pressure. We'll see if it's token pressure.
First half. Yeah, it's mostly token at this point as Max sags off of Tyler Schreffer. Searches hands off Reed left corner. Reed, two dribbles, spinning to the wing, enters down low, feeds to the left corner, Schreffer. At the top of the key, Christian Withrow has got 7 points tonight, takes a screen left, had the three, didn't fire, kicks out right corner, Reed, thought about the three, goes off a screen left. He is not hiding a lot of room, gets it to a cutting Withrow, blocked by Peters, what a swat, and Assumption grabs the rebound. He was in the perfect position, and Peters doing it all.
It was a good backdoor cut by Withrow, but again, ran into Peters under the basket.
He sensed that so well. Dane Hodge with the ball for Assumption. Under a minute to play in the first half, they've got a six-point lead. Heiser left corner. Right-hand dribble, top of the key. And we'll slow things down here for Assumption, who generally
like... They're going to hold for one shot, it looks like.
They generally like to run the offense a bit slower, but they've just faced a pace of Clear Creek Amana today, and they've decided for much of the game to try and match it.
Well, Assumption average is just, 56 points per game, and they're already at 40 points. So, again, a big first half for Assumption.
Clear Creek Amana loves to run. They average 67 points a contest. Assumption holding here with 23 seconds. CCA extends the defense. Heiser to the corner, Hodge. 17 seconds left in the first half. Assumption will take at minimum a six-point lead into the half. 40-34. Clock under 10. Heiser, 30 feet away from the basket, right point. Bounces to Tucker. Tucker off right side, and a whistle and a travel called on Ray Tucker. So Assumption turns it over with 3.5, and now CCA a chance to bite into that lead if they can get a shot off. Withrow gets it in for Reed. Takes two steps to his left. Fires a left-hand shot up, and it's nowhere close. And that takes us to the half. Six-point lead for Assumption in a wildly entertaining, high-scoring first 16 minutes. Assumption 40, Clear Creek Amana 34. Eric, after we take a moment to catch our breath, initial impressions from that back and forth offense-filled first half. It reminded me a little bit of that Dubuque-Hempstead-Iowa City High game we caught a few weeks back when it was points, points, points in the first half, but eventually the team that had the upper hand in that first half, Hempstead, started to pull away, maybe seeing a similar pattern with Assumption here tonight.
Well, you kept waiting for either offense to falter, and you just didn't see it till those turnovers, right around the three-point mark of the second quarter. Those just two turnovers were killer for Clear Creek Abana, led to 4 points, and that's what allowed Assumption to take the lead. Both teams played with a lot of confidence, but Assumption, again, able to get those consecutive defensive stops, and that was the difference in a high score. Well-played first half.
Well, we will take a break. When we come back, take a look at the first half statistics and look ahead to the second half here inside Muscatine High School. 40-34, the lead here at the half for Davenport Assumption. High school basketball on the gym is presented by Hills Bank.
Basketball season is heating up. It's the time when the standings begin to take shape and real competitors discover just how far they can go.
Goodyear knows the road to the playoffs takes the right amount of momentum and drive, and that movement is the path to discovering your true potential.
So on your drive, Goodyear wants to help you discover your own possibilities, no matter where the road leads.
When it comes to choosing tires, visit Goodyear.com and pursue the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
Lowe's is ready with the brands pros trust, like DeWalt, so you can get the job done right. In fact, we stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. And now you can save with your choice of a DeWalt Extreme 12-volt Max Compact Brushless Drill or Impact Driver, now just $99 each. And save time. Order online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at the Pro Desk. Today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 3/11, U.S. only.
Napa Know-How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Most ads interrupt your music with dialogue. This ad interrupts it with more music, and that's marginally better. Thanks, Giant Snickers Hole.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Wipers squeaking and streaking? Now's the time to change your wipers and get ready for those spring showers. We've got the deals to help you prep your ride. Right now, if you buy two Bosch Envision wiper blades, you'll get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail or email. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Ooh, if you could see what I'm seeing right now. A cheesy, sizzly, sausagey, tasty, toasty breakfast deal for my belly eat? That's right. It's your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. And right now, you can pick two of them for just $4 from the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin with egg, and bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Now let's see you hitting that drive-thru to get more out of breakfast. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, only at breakfast. Single item at regular price. Wake up breakfast.
Here's the thing. Saving money with GEICO is almost better than playing pickup basketball. Because there's always that guy who joins your game. He never passes the rock, he constantly bricks threes, and he'll completely hack you and then put his hands up and say, "No foul, no foul." With GEICO, it's easy to switch and save on car insurance. No need to fake an ankle sprain because you're absolutely exhausted. So switch and save with GEICO. It's almost better than sports.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. Or visit Dell.com/business deals.
And welcome back inside Muscatine High School here in Muscatine, Iowa, along the banks of the Mississippi River. Eric Peterson, Miles Klotz, joined by our studio producer, Zachary Schmitz, back in Cedar Rapids. And both teams have retaken the floor. Eric, 40-34, Assumption at the half. Impressed with both teams' offensive efforts, and it looked like towards the end of the half they were both starting to clamp on defense a little bit more, but Assumption a little bit tougher towards the end of that first half.
Well, I think the key was Bowler's quick two fouls. He was doing a nice job of contesting inside, scored a basket and grabbed a couple rebounds. And when he went out, then all of a sudden Assumption got a few offensive rebounds, a few extra opportunities, and again, that inside presence that Bowlers is wasn't available. And, you know, again, they didn't feel the need to go back to him with the two fouls. Some coaches will put a player back in with two in that second quarter, some won't. I just hope that he can play the entire second half and not be in foul trouble, because, you know, boy, everything was just nip and tuck, and even as long as they had him as part of their rotation. But once he went out, that somewhat coincided with the run Assumption had.
Yeah, T.J. Bowlers, who missed much of that second quarter. But I was impressed with some of the effort on the Clear Creek and Mana side, getting some of those guys in, Ryan Navarra, Brock Reed, Kyle Schrepfer. Don't necessarily play a whole lot, had to step up. I thought Reed in particular showed some flashes out there when they needed him.
Reed hit a bucket in each quarter, and again, a junior, he's going to get nothing but better. And, he's one of those top probably eight kids, so he certainly is part of that rotation and gets minutes. And, gave them a little lift with those two baskets.
Clear Creek and Mana trailing 40-34 at the half as they look for their first state tournament trip since 1993. Assumption has not made the state tournament since 2014, as we take a look at the scorers from our first 16 minutes of action. For Clear Creek and Mana, Brock Reed had four, Nick O'Connor with three, Tyler Schrepfer with eight, Kyle Schrepfer with two, Christian Withrow had seven, Mike Potter had seven, TJ Bowlers with three for the Clippers. As for Assumption, Grayson Heiser with five, Ray Tucker hit a three, Dane Hodge with seven, Noah Mack with two, Bill Flaherty with two, Sean Peters with 20. Well, Eric, we talk about the addition essentially of having TJ Bowlers back, but also Bill Flaherty, another 6'5" player for Assumption. He missed much of that second quarter as well with foul trouble, and he'll be back now.
Well, that's true. I guess watching Clear Creek Amanda so often, I think of the impact not having Bowlers on the floor. Although Assumption has a little more size to come off the bench when one of their posts get into foul trouble. They have, we mentioned beforehand, about three kids, about 6'4", 6'5", that get minutes. And like I said, I think Clear Creek, there were a number of times where Nick O'Connor was trying to play behind Peters, and he was getting some help, but that's 6'1", and Peters was pretty much able to just play big. Again, the passes would come in up high where he was the only one that could grab them, and he was able to, again, square up and either put the ball on the floor or just simply go up over the Clear Creek defense.
40-34 at the half. Both teams putting their final shots up. And if Clear Creek and Mana qualifies tonight, they will be the first area team and the only area team this year to make the tournament in both boys and girls basketball. The only other boys area team that has qualified with 5A and 2A, 1A, or excuse me, 4A, 2A, and 1A all having figured out their fields, and this being one of just two 3A games remaining, is Iowa City West. They will play Wednesday morning against Ankeny. And then, interesting, the winner of that game will face either Dowling Catholic or Cedar Falls. So it'll be a familiar opponent for West in the second round should they get to that position. But we kind of touched on it a little bit on our broadcast last night. 10 straight years for Coach Bergman and the Trojans. It's hard to believe, but it really happened.
Well, and that's, again, reading the paper today, that's the most consecutive that's ever happened. And so, again, congratulations. You know, that's just a test. You got a lot of talent there, obviously, but you have up years, down years. And, you know, some people might have thought this year there was maybe a little less talent, 1 through 8, than past years. But Coach Bergman has those kids playing extremely hard, very cognizant of what their roles are. Obviously, things revolve around the big post player Bruns. And but again, Morgan last night I saw had, I think, 17. So, you know, each game he's been back after injury, he's been getting stronger and stronger and playing better and better.
Davenport Assumption with the ball to start the second half, moving left to right against the CCA man-to-man defense with a 40-34 lead as we start the second half. Sean Peters driving into the lane, Euro step, and his shot rolls off the right of the rim. And then nearly a turnover is with Rogana up ahead for Mike Potter for CCA. Potter underneath Bowlers, gets two players in the air, and finishes off the square and in.
Well, nice pass by, I don't know if that was O'Connor or Withrow, but again, penetrated the lane. I thought he was going to just elevate for the jump shot, but a nice little dump pass to Bowlers.
Hodge, right corner three, air balls it, and the rebound falls to Mike Potter, and then he's fouled.
Well, Clear Creek Mana again, first two possessions, limiting Assumption just the one shot. Bowlers grabbed that first rebound, and again, they got that one and fouled on the rebound. So hopefully they can continue to keep Assumption off the offensive backboards.
Mike Potter, right corner for CCA, down by 4. Potter driving, tosses to the top, Schreck for straight on 3, pops right out, and Bowlers fighting for the rebound, saves it, taps it in for Withrow, goes up with a right hand, shot rolls around and out, and Peters with a rebound for Assumption. Up the far side, Grayson Heiser for the Knights. Sit in down the left baseline. Skips a pass into the corner, Tucker. Extra feed, Hodge to the elbow. Hodge flips it to Heiser. Left corner, 3 on the way. Pure. Grayson Heiser with his second three-pointer. And Assumption leads by 7, 43-36.
Well, and Assumption, they probably, each person on the perimeter as it went around the horn had an opportunity.
And there's a steal. Dane Hodge gets in the passing lane. 2-on-1 for Assumption. Hodge muscles up, takes it himself, and finishes. And Assumption by a game-high 9. Underneath on the other end, Withrow, head fake right up against the basket. Got it, and a foul. Well, the second half started, and the defense has not arrived.
No, that time Schreffer, at first after they had the turnover last possession, he made a tough half-court pass and wasn't sure it was a good idea, but Withrow did a nice job. Ball fake, two players went by him, but he missed the shot, but got the rebound and scored it and was fouled.
Bill Flaherty with 3 fouls, he exits. Christian Withrow's and 1 free throw is good. 10 for Withrow, 6-point game, Assumption leading here with 6:30 to play in the third quarter. 45-39. Dane Hodge right wing, takes a screen left and tosses to Peters, top of the key. Peters dribbles right, kicks into the corner for Heiser, returns it back to Peters on the right wing. Spins, turns down the baseline, can't get his shot to go. Morrow offensive rebound. Heiser top of the key. Right wing bounces down to the block, return feed right back, and gets it back to Peters in the corner. Peters with a left-hand dribble, spins it, Hodge, head fake, takes it into the post, goes up over Bowlers and skirts through the lane and finishes off the glass for Dane Hodge. And Assumption now with an 8-point lead. Mike Potter down the right baseline for CCA, feeds Bowlers, 1 dribble, turns, and the hook shot doesn't go. Right there for the O-board, Potter with the putback, and CCA answers. It's 47-41. 5:40 to play in the third quarter. Quickly moving game with a lot of points. Winner heads to the state tournament. Top of the key, it's Heiser. Feeds Tucker right wing, triple threat position. Tosses Morrow. Morrow looks for a cutter, finds Peters, fights with Bowlers, and he gets the block. Morrow goes in for the steal, and a push, and a foul called on TJ Bowlers.
Boy, Bowlers had the rebound, played a good possession defensively, but just mishandled the basketball, and not a huge bump. This seems a bowler can't get a break here.
Yeah, Tyler Morrow came right in, and now Morrow will go up over Bowlers, and his shot is blocked. Tosses out left wing, Hodge a 3, rolls off the left to the rim, rebound Christian Withrow for CCA. Potter up the near side for the Clippers. Dribble handoff O'Connor, off a feed from Bowlers, left wing, 3 on the way, too strong left to the rim, offensive board pulled in by Withrow, and then he's fouled. Foul called on Peters, his first.
That's the third offensive rebound here in the first 3 minutes of this third quarter. I only had Clear Creek Commando with one offensive rebound in the first half. So, again, very aggressive. But, again, Bowler's back to the bench after playing just under 3 minutes here of this third quarter.
47-41. Clear Creek Commando with the ball down six, 3 minutes into the second half. Withrow, pump fake left elbow. Rotates the ball around his head, bounces off Kyle Schrepfer. Dangerous bounce pass through two defenders. Gets tipped to the top. Left side, Kyle Schrepfer, a three on the way. He hits.
Well, that's 15 there, so.
Tyler Schrepfer. Yep. Excuse me. 47-44, three-point lead now. And Schrepfer with a steal, cuts in the passing lane. Two-on-one for the Clippers. Bounces down Potter, right-hand lay-in, off the glass and in. It's a one-point game.
Well, 47-46. Tyler Schrepfer again picked the Assumption player's pocket, and then a nice, nice pass to Potter there. Assumption timeout.
Timeout, Coach Erickson. Everything headed CCA's way right now. So Assumption will call for the whistle. 47-46, 4:22 to play. What have you seen out of CCA? It's the defensive pressure. They seem to have ramped it up quite a bit.
Well, I think a couple things. Offensive rebounding. Again, they've that time out, they've finally got points off a turnover. And, again, they've had a few defensive stops. So, but, again, just the confidence they're playing with on offense. Like I say, we've done Clear Creek Amana three, four, five times this season. And, boy, this is they're just playing with a great confidence and very efficient offensively.
47-46 is the score here with Assumption in the lead. And CCA forcing an Assumption turnover. See what they decide to draw up. Foul trouble, though. TJ Bowler is probably going to be on the bench a good portion of this third quarter. You wonder when Coach Club makes the move to put him back into the game.
Yeah, Bowlers hasn't got his money's worth on those fouls tonight. A couple bumps and things that, again, over the course of a 32-minute game, you sometimes see some of those let go, but, boy, not tonight.
Grayson Heiser headed the circle for Assumption. Hodge looking for a screen cutter. Get it into the corner for Mack. Noah Mack has all sorts of time. Takes a left corner three. They left him alone, and he hits. Second three for Noah Mack. Assumption by four, 50-46.
I'm curious what the scouting report says there because he had the ball in the corner for quite a while. Turnover, Clear Creek. Oh.
And then he stepped on the sideline. Well, Noah Mack shoots at 42.5% for three.
Well, he had the ball for quite a while,
yes,
and nobody ever rotated out. And after really holding it for about 3 seconds, he finally said, well, okay, no one's going to come out here. I'll shoot it. And that's, like you said, Miles, his second three-pointer of the ball game.
50-46 with under four to play. Clear Creek Amana down by four here in the third quarter. Top of the key, O'Connor. Left side, Schrepfer. Gets a screen right from O'Connor. Tosses off for Withrow. Withrow cutting. Easy lane to the basket. Got it and a foul. Christian Withrow slashing to the hoop.
That's his 14th
foul
point
on Peters
the ball
his second.
Game. Just a hard take to the basket off the dribble. And again, protected the ball nicely. Was fouled on his way up and had the strength to finish. So Clear Creek Amana within two now. And again, a free throw to get within one.
Withrow's foul shot is good. So one-point game here, 50-49 with 3:45 to play in the third quarter. Assumption ball with Heiser on the right wing. Heiser swinging around to the left wing, gets it into the hands of Dane Hodge. Hodge with a low right-hand dribble. Hand off at the top, Tucker. Underneath feed, Peters triple-teamed on the baseline, scoots out of it, and a blocking foul called underneath.
Well, that they had him triple-teamed, and he was able to spin.
Fouls on O'Connor, his first.
Thinks he hooked the defender, and instead they call a foul on Clear Creek Command. That's the only time I've seen him be demonstrative, so obviously he thinks that there was a hook there. And not a lot of fouls here. The four fouls against Assumption in this quarter and this half, two against Clear Creek Amana.
50-49, Assumption with the ball, leading by one, 3:27 to play here in the third quarter in Muscatine.
I hesitate to say Peters hasn't scored this quarter, but again, right away they go to him inside. Oh, he just...
And he floats it up with the left hand and draws a foul.
And that's tough. He lowers the shoulder and creates contact there. Again, obviously the bigger player, the stronger player.
Second foul on O'Connor. Peters will go to the line. He's got 20 tonight. after scoring 25 in their sub-state semifinal win over Mount Pleasant. First free throw is well short. Stays a one-point lead here for Assumption. 3:25 to play in the third quarter. Peters, two dribbles, deep end of the knees, and is short on the second free throw as well. Rebound Mike Potter for Clear Creek Amana.
Well, possession to take the lead here for Clear Creek Amana.
Down 50-49. Trepp for a dribble handoff. Three from the top of the key, well long off the left of the rim. And rebound for Dane Hodge.
Might not have been the best shot there. Just a handoff at the top. And
Hodge coast to coast. Met at the rim and out of bounds off of Assumption.
I'm not sure who got the block for Clear Creek Amana.
But it went off of Hodge beforehand.
Yeah, but the block went straight down and off of Hodge, who had shot.
Looks like it was Brock Reed that got the block.
Now we'll see if Clear Creek can maybe run a little better possession this time, maybe get a little better look.
3 minutes to play in the third quarter. One-point lead for Assumption. Clear Creek ball with a chance to take their first lead of the second half. Withrow bounces left wing. O'Connor, a three from the corner. Pops right out. Offensive rebound. Reed to the basket. Rolls it up. Shot rolls off. And the rebound to Noah Mack for Assumption. Mack is fouled on the go-out by Withrow.
Boy, that's tough. They got a couple really good looks there. Withrow attacked the basket and kicked it out to Reed. He had a great look, and then they had an offensive rebound. Boy, I thought maybe there could have been a foul there. No call, kind of an awkward shot that wasn't able to go in, and then Assumption grabbed the rebound. So again, Assumption up 50-49, 2:37 left in this third quarter.
Right corner Hodge feeds underneath, and the pass tipped and stolen away by Schrepfer, trying to call a timeout or something. Coach Club was trying to call it. Instead, they call a jump ball, which would keep it with CCA, I believe. Yes.
Alternating possession. I think it's just alternating possession here. Coach Club thought Schrepfer had possession and was trying to get the timeout and then still keep the possession arrow. And Clear Creek does have four timeouts left. So, again, it would have been a good use to possibly get another possession later in the ballgame.
Withrow driving down the right lane line, picks up his pivot, turns and muscles it up off the glass. That was a tough move, his motion.
That was right against Peters, and he took a right at him, and it kind of turned sideways, but great effort.
Left wing, Ray Tucker gets his man on the air, kicks it left corner, Hodge a three, hits! Dane Hodge with a big three-pointer. Assumption by two.
Well, now we're back to answering one after another.
Withrow, right wing, finds a cutter. Potter to the basket. Layup high off the glass and in. We're tied.
A great pass by Withrow. And Potter cutting right down the lane. Again, a contested layup, but he got it up and over the Assumption player.
53-53. Peters down low. Triple team. Spins out of it. Turns and is shot high off the glass. Bounces off the right of the rim. Mike Potter, the CCA rebound. Potter over to the left wing. Tie ball game, 53-53. Potter turns, trapped on the left wing. Has to bounce it down, and first a timeout called by Coach
Club. Almost
going to
be a five-second call there. Picked up his dribble and couldn't find anyone open. So 1:24 left in the quarter, tie ball game.
30-second timeout by Coach Club. 53-53, and the offensive intensity by Clear Creek Amana certainly ramped up by the fact that they've played much, much better on defense in this
second
half.
Well, they have, and they've done a much better job on the board. I have four offensive rebounds, and again, they've done a nice job Assumption this quarter after getting four or five offensive rebounds there in that second quarter, only two offensive rebounds for Assumption. So even without bowlers, and this allows Clear Creek Amana to keep bowlers on the bench maybe a little longer than they might otherwise to hopefully allow him to come back in and play aggressive basketball.
Clear Creek Amana ball across half court. Kyle Schrepfer off a screen left, hands off O'Connor. Back to Schrepfer in the corner, guarded by Peters. Works it to the top into the hands of Christian Withrow. Down at the elbow. Bounces off for Reed. Reed down the baseline, double-teamed. Falling out of bounds, gives O'Connor right corner. Finds Tyler Schrepfer top of the key. Senior launches a three over Tucker, and that's around and out, and the rebound grab by Sean Peters for Assumption.
Boy, another pretty deep three by Schrepfer again.
Confident in his shot.
Yeah.
Under a minute to play in the third in a tie game, 53-53, Assumption ball.
Well, he's hit three three-pointers and is a senior leader, again, willing to step up and make those attempts, but again, a couple
and
big possessions empty.
Assumption, as they've done each of the last two quarters, will hold for the final shot. 30 seconds to play in the third quarter, and Hodge just dribbling this one out on the right wing. Clear Creek Amana, the bench is motioning for them to bring the defense up. And they're not really doing it. 20 seconds. Heiser, 35 feet away from the basket. 53-53 the score as we approach the fourth quarter. Heiser right wing. Bounces down for Mack. The pass stolen away by Schrepfer. Coast to coast. Schrepfer is not fouled, and he rolls up the layup with 4 seconds to play in the quarter. Heiser launches, and they call a double dribble. Before the buzzer, there was a double dribble called.
We'll see how
Grayson
much time
Heiser.
Is left on the clock here.
Yeah,
what they
so they will put some time on the clock. And we'll see how much time.
Yeah, it was tough. I didn't catch it, Miles. I was watching the pass and then about the three-quarter court heave. Now, they're going to put bowlers back in here. Maybe try to run an alley-oop or a lob
tip
play
of some sort. And Assumption will counter with the 6'7", Tyler Morrow.
Now, they still haven't put any tenths of the second back on the clock. We'll see what they're
going to put. It'll be CCA ball with a 55-53 lead.
Well, that's tough for the scorekeeper, tough for the officials here. No, now they got a minute three. It can't be a minute three here. Well,
I'm assuming they're trying to put 0.3 seconds on, but I guess I don't really know for sure.
Okay, I guess no, that's 58.5 seconds. That ain't it, isn't it either?
Clock operators do a great job, and we're just waiting on them to do 1.3.
1.3 seconds, okay.
55-53 the score. Clear Creek Amana with the ball and the lead. And they are trying to muscle bowlers up underneath. Entry feed down in, and they won't get a shot off. Potter has it tipped, and we go to the fourth. 55-53, Assumption trailing to CCA at the end of three. High school basketball on the gym is presented by Hills Bank.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Start of the fourth quarter here inside Muscatine High School, 55-53, Clear Creek Amana. Leading at the end of three, and Eric, they were trailing by six entering the half. What did you see out of them in that third quarter that allows them to enter with a lead?
Peters didn't score that quarter, so, Assumption did a couple times to try to go to him. He did get to the line and missed free throws, but I guess that jumps out at me. Again, I don't know if just Assumption not being patient enough to get Peters the basketball or what, but... Clear Creek Amana also much tougher on the boards. 5 defensive rebounds that third quarter, 4 offensive rebounds again. So really battling inside without bowlers and much more effective in doing so in that third quarter.
Assumption ball left to right as we start the final 8 minutes. Winner to the state tournament. Both for the first time in either of these senior classes stints at their respective schools. Tyler Morrow, right wing for Assumption, lobs a pass into the student section. He threw it over the head of Noah Mack, and a big turnover will give it back to CCA.
Oh, yeah, and he's just out there setting screens and tried to make the cross-court pass, but about a foot over the Assumption player's head. So Clear Creek, the basketball and the lead.
Mike Potter down the right baseline, tries to skip it into the corner, and a great job by Ray Tucker jumping into the passing lane. 55-53, CCA with the lead in the ball. 7:37 to play here in the fourth quarter. Dribble handoff, Mike Potter, left wing. Was open. Takes it over to the right wing. Withrow steps in. Elbow jumper, short. Rebound, Tyler Morrow for Assumption.
Well, that was a good look from the elbow.
Right side, Tucker. Open for three. Catch and shoot, right wing. Around and out. Morrow grabs the offensive rebound. Put back, no. And then has it stripped by Potter. A whistle and a foul. Who's it on? Is the question. The Assumption players are cheering, which leads me to believe it's on CCA. And, no, they charge it on Tyler Morrow of Assumption, his third. And now the CCA fans will rightfully begin cheering.
Well, it was odd. You saw the CCA player go down, and so I kind of made an assumption. It was against Assumption.
Gotcha.
And, but again, an initial reaction from the players was it was against Clear Creek Amana.
55-53, Clear Creek Amana ball and lead. Right wing Withrow for the Clippers. Drives down the baseline. Tries to enter it in, but he stepped out on the end line first. Yeah, we could see that from our angle.
Yeah.
Right on the end line. That was definitely out of bounds.
Well, trying to create an opportunity for a teammate. Drew defense to the baseline, but again, just the defensive pressure forced one foot on the end line. So a turnover, Clear Creek Amana.
Grayson Heiser, right wing for Assumption. Feeds Morrow. Tries to get it underneath. Pass tipped. Stolen away, Mike Potter. Clear Creek Amana the other way. Potter on the left lane line. Rises up and floats it off the glass and in. Two-possession lead for CCA, well, 15 points for Potter.
That's a great job because the player was there, and he did a nice job to slide and avoid the charge.
Timeout Assumption. Wow, what a turn here for CCA. 57-53, they lead it with 6:41 to play in the fourth quarter.
Well, they have so many threats, although it's predominant. I mean, Schreffer in, I think, double figures, Withrow in double figures, Potter in double figures. You know, three kids really stepping up with 17, 15, 13 points. And, again, having Bowlers on the foul or on the floor here and three fouls. So, again, hopefully he can stay on the floor and be aggressive. Couple Assumption turnovers here early in this quarter as well.
Yeah.
They had, I think, a triple team on Peters that last time and were able to get a hand in there and deflect the ball.
Clear Creek Amana leading by four. Assumption ball. Grayson Heiser on the left wing. Tosses right side. A three on the way from Mack. Rolls right out. Offensive rebound for Flaherty. Kicks it off right side. Mack spins to the elbow. Feeds Heiser right wing. Heiser to the opposite end. Ray Tucker. Tucker fires left wing to Mack. Mack enters back in for Heiser. Dribble handoff right side. Flaherty. Peters still scoreless in this second half. They're trying to enter it into him. Heiser to the top finds Flaherty. Peters driving underneath, and he throws the pass away. It's picked off by O'Connor, and then he turns it right back over, and a layup secured by Noah Mack.
Well, that's tough. You have a great defensive stop, and then you turn the basketball over.
Schreffer driving and a hand check. Called on Noah Mack, his second for Assumption.
Well, tough turnover there for Clear Creek Amana, although, again, both teams have played pretty well. I have that as only the seventh turnover for Clear Creek Amana, which is exceptional considering the pace of this ball game.
57-55. Clear Creek Amana with the lead. Fading away, Schreffer on the baseline. What a shot he hits.
Tough shot. Again, just took it to down the side with his left hand and elevated up in a little bit of a fadeaway to get away from the defender.
CCA by a game high five. Heiser down the left lane line. Whips it into the corner, Peters. Extra pass right side, Mack. Catch and shoot three. Around and off. Fight for the rebound underneath. Bowler secures. And an over-the-back foul called on Bill Flaherty.
Well, that's Bowler.
His fourth foul. And Bowler's with a big flex. He's loving it.
Now that's the seventh team foul for Assumption. So Clear Creek Amana at the bonus. And Bowler's...
TJ at the line this year, 53.5%.
Yeah, not a great free throw shooter.
1-1, front end. He hits.
There you go.
If you're going to hit one end of a 1-1, hit the first. And big shot for TJ Bowlers.
Well, that's the biggest Clear Creek Amana lead, I believe. 5 points and a chance for
should
Bowlers.
Should be six. They haven't updated the scoreboard. He hits the second. And if my calculations are correct, it should be 62-55. Well, they've got it as 61 on the scoreboard, so we'll go with that. 61-55. 5:19 to play in the ballgame. Assumption ball. Dribble handoff, Noah Mack on the left wing. Feeds Peters top of the key. Bounces into the corner for Hodge. Hodge off a screen right. Reverses it right wing. They work it into the corner. Heiser down the baseline. Met by Bowlers at the rim. Tries to float it up. Couldn't get the shot, but it's tapped back to Peters' left wing. Peters jabs. Takes Withrow down the baseline. Floats it up. No good. Rebound Mike Potter. CCA with a big stop. They've got the ball with a 6-point lead, under five to play here in Muscatine.
Well, now the Assumption moving the defense further out on the floor.
Potter hands it off for Nick O'Connor. O'Connor gets a screen right, Bowlers. Bowlers off the feed from Schreffer. Schreffer kicks. Withrow turns to the free throw line, bounces off Schreffer left wing, gets a screen left. He likes to pull it from three, but CCA wisely running some offense here. Withrow, jump stop down the left lane line, switches to his right hand and rolls it in.
Well, good,
oh, what a move by Withrow.
Good possession by Clear Creek Amana.
And then Assumption throws it out of bounds. Heiser was looking for Mack on the near side and just lobbed it out of there. Well, the CCA fans going nuts as Assumption takes a timeout.
Assumption timeout.
They'll be down to just one after this timeout.
Well, again, a great sequence here for Clear Creek. Amanda Withrow, such a strong game offensively. The scoreboard has it for 19 points. Schreffer 15 and Potter 15. So, again, three kids stepping up. Now it gets a little interesting. With 4:21 left, still a lot of time on the clock. And, again, obviously, they've been working their offense but being very aggressive looking for shots. And so, again, will they keep up that pace or will they possibly be a little bit more selective with their shots? We'll see how they opt to play it. But, again, an eight-point lead and the basketball here. Now, I'm assuming Assumption will possibly go with some full-court pressure.
63-55. Clear Creek Amana leading here with 4:21 to play. And they had to work to get a substitution in. Assumption did, that is. Just one timeout left for Assumption here with 4:21 to play. That'll be interesting for Coach Erickson to monitor going forward.
Well, yeah, a lot of times you'd like to have that two or three timeouts, again, if you're behind. So if you score, you can stop the clock. Or, again, if it's a possible tie-up or something, saving a possession here.
CCA ball, Potter on the near side. Clippers win. Both boys and girls would go to state. It would be the only team in the area to send both teams. If Assumption's boys win, they'll send both of their teams to state as the girls played yesterday and picked up a win over Clear Lake. Potter, top of the key for Assumption for CCA with an eight-point lead. Off a screen right, Withrow. 3:51 to play.
They have Peters on Withrow.
Withrow dribbles around to the right wing. Now they're going to switch and put Hodge on him. Left wing, Nick O'Connor. And this is a great possession for CCA. They don't need to take a shot here. Just running time off the clock. Assumption's not really extending that defense. Withrow, top of the key, searches for the dribble handoff, and he's hand-checking a foul on Peters. You could not have drawn up a better minute and a half right there for Clear Creek Amana.
Yeah, that was nice. What was it, about 4:20 when the possession started, give or take a little bit. So, again, almost a minute possession, and then you get Withrow on the free throw. I know it's big to make the free throws. Again, that's the eighth team foul. You're still a couple from the double bonus.
Front end good. Potter 71%. He's got his 16th point. So now three different players for CCA, 15 points or more. Withrow will look for Potter looks for his 17th and he hits. 10-point lead for CCA, their biggest of the day. And the large contingent of fans from Tiffin getting loud. Hodge for Assumption, 3:24 to play. Left wing, Noah Mack. Searches for the top, three on the way from Peters. Well short, rebound Withrow. CCA ball, they lead by 10 with 3:15 to play.
Well, again, the clock's your friend now. You're up 10, 3:10 to go, and again, eight fouls.
Ooh, and they foul him intentionally. Grayson Heiser with his first foul as he reached in and got Potter. What are you thinking here? 3:08 to play, one timeout left. They sent him to the double bonus. Not the double bonus yet, but one away from the double bonus.
Boy, it might be a little early to start fouling. You could certainly try to create turnovers, but, boy, if Clear Creek Amana
misses the front end. Well, that's why you do it. Rebound to Noah Mack for Assumption. Assumption was up by 6 at halftime. They trail by 10 here with 3 minutes to play. They've got the ball. Dane Hodge on the right wing. And they're not pushing it inside. Looks like they're thinking about threes. Peters drops and tops to the top. Inside for Noah Mack. Picks it up at the free throw line. Left wing Heiser launches a three over Schreffer. Around off the front of the rim. Bowlers grab the rebound and had it picked away by Peters. Throws to the top Heiser. Assumption ball still down 10. 2:30 to play. Hodge driving. Floats it up over Bowlers. A whistle and a foul as TJ goes sliding to the ground. And that might go on Bowlers. It might go on O'Connor.
I think it was on O'Connor. I thought Bowlers was away from the play, but we'll see.
Now it goes on TJ Bowlers, his fourth.
Well, 2:35 to go. Now this is where you could possibly go offense, defense, or substitutions with Bowlers again and have five guards on the floor and maybe a better free throw shooter.
Dane Hodge, 66% from the line, short on the first. And Davenport Assumption has not shot well from the line tonight.
Okay, Clear Creek Amana, if he misses, you need to rebound. And also you got to be ready. You just assume Assumption, if he makes it, they'll be in full court pressure.
Hodge has got 14. He shoots and hits. Am I correct that Sean Peters still has not scored in this second half?
No, he has not.
And that is part of the reason why Assumption is down by 9. Tip off the inbound. And huge credit to Coach Club for re-scripting the game plan at halftime and figuring out how to stop Sean Peters. 20 in the first half, nothing since. Full court pressure for Assumption. Get into Potter. He's immediately fouled by Ray Tucker. And it doesn't look like from Tucker's reaction that he wanted to foul him.
No, I think there you want at least play full court defense at least till they get across a half court and maybe even try one trap across half court if possible. But okay, here's huge. Clear Creek, Amanda now in the double bonus. They were 2 for 3 from the free throw line. They made 2 and then missed the front end of a 1-on-1, but now shooting 2.
Withrow, front end. He got it. 18 point, or excuse me, that was Potter. Potter with 18.
3 or 4 here just down the stretch from the free throw line. Now he'll shoot his fifth free throw.
66-56, second free throw. Got
big,
it.
Big.
19 for Mike Potter. He has had the game of his life. And CCA with an 11-point lead, 2:28 to play. Peters for Assumption kicks it into the corner. Heiser enters into the lane, muscles up over Bowlers, and a shot doesn't go. TJ grabs the rebound on the baseline. We'll see if Assumption starts to foul here. Get it to Schrepfer. CCA working the ball across half court. They turn it over. Throw it to Peters. Heiser whips it into the right corner. Mack tries a 3 over a leaping Potter. Around and out. Bowlers grabs the rebound, and he's fouled. And it'll be free throws here for TJ Bowlers. 11-point lead for Clear Creek Amana with 2:03 left. They can smell the state tournament
still
inches away.
A lot of time left. Again, Clear Creek Amana a little fortunate. That last rebound they got, Schrepfer, a bad pass trying to break pressure there, and Clear Creek Amana, fortunate Assumption didn't score there.
First free throw from TJ. He hits. I think 8 points for Bowlers.
Last time on the line, he made both, I believe.
He
and
did.
Again, makes that one. So 3 free throws in a row for a player that sometimes struggles from the line.
Second free throw. Pops right out. And then Assumption loses the ball. Peters and Hodge went for it at the same time, collided. And a crucial turnover gives the ball back to CCA.
Well, again, now Clear Creek Amanda has to run, get it inbounds. Again, here's the count starting. A little slow to start to run their inbounds play.
Schrepfer gets it into the corner for Nick O'Connor. Returns to Schrepfer on the baseline.
There, kick it back
Searches
out.
And fires
the
to the top.
Run some clock.
To Christian Withrow. Withrow driving into the paint. Rolls there. It up and in.
Layups or get fouled, either one. And that's Withrow right down the lane for another basket.
CCA with a 14-point lead. They've held Assumption to just 16 points in the second half. A 3
Bowlers,
from the right corner.
Oh,
no.
Traveled.
Bowlers grab the rebound,
no, they
and they call
a foul.
I don't think he moved that pivot foot. CCA was down 40 to 34 at the half. They lead it 70-56.
Well, they had a big third
right
quarter.
Now.
Outscored Assumption 21-13 in that third quarter to take a 2-point lead and have done nothing but stretch it.
TJ Bowlers to the line. First free throw. He got it. He's been so good at the line tonight.
It's his 9th point.
Second foul shot. And hits it. 10 points for Bowlers.
Fourth Clear Creek Amana player in double figures.
Right corner. Tyler down the baseline. To the basket. Rolls it up and in. Matt
Tallman. Let him go there. Yeah.
Timeout Assumption. A full timeout. 1:32 to play. 72-58 Clear Creek Amana. At this point, Coach Club, what does he have to do just to keep this one in the balance?
Well, again, you got to always talk about handling pressure here. That's Assumption's last timeout, so that'll allow them to set their full court defense. Got to be strong with the basketball. Again, Clear Creek Amana has 3 timeouts, so if you're close to a 5-second call or a 10-second call, either one, you can take that timeout to maintain possession. And then you're going to get fouled and sent to the free throw line. Now, I'd be curious, Assumption last time, although I don't think it was their intent, fouled almost as soon as Clear Creek inbounded the basketball. I'm assuming that you'd like to try to trap and, you know, maybe take up to the 10 seconds to see if you can get a turnover. And then if not, then you have no choice but to foul down 12.
72-58. Clear Creek Amana with the lead. And the ball here with 1:32 to play. Looking for their first state tournament trip since 1993.
Again, Fisher letting Withrow know he can run the baseline if he needs to get open.
since it was off of a made basket. They're not going to have him run it. They get it into Schrepfer.
And
he nearly had
the
ball stripped loose. Splits the defenders. Takes it to the other end. Clutches, and now a whistle.
Good job there.
Tallman on the foul.
They got a double team there, and he was able to split the
double
team. It
was triple team at one point.
Yeah, and then get down, and then when he came to a stop, he did a nice job jump stopping, protected the basketball, and got fouled.
Schrepfer to the line. Left foot ahead of his right. First free throw. He knocks it in. 16 for Tyler Schrepfer. He did not want his high school career to end tonight. 73-58, Clear Creek, 1:27 to play. Second foul shot is short, and the rebound to Hodge. And then Hodge loses the ball off of his leg. But they say it was tipped by Withrow. So
now
it'll head back
Clear
to
Clear Creek command looks like some
assumption.
Token pressure, making, again, Assumption use more clock and not letting them roll the ball up the floor.
Assumption will bring it up with Hodge. Work down to the corner, driving
Let
here.
Let him score.
And he misses the lay-in. Mack throws it right side for Hodge, a three, knocks it down. Dane Hodge with a three-pointer to make it a 12-point game with a minute 10 to play. O'Connor gets it in for Schrepfer. They don't foul him yet. Schrepfer spins, searches for Potter, gets it to Potter across half court. Potter launches down for Withrow.
Smart play Withrow by
holding.
Withrow.
And now he gets fouled by Peters. That's the fourth on Peters.
Smart play. Schrepfer getting close to the five-second count and things, but saw Withrow across half court, made the long pass. Almost thought Withrow was going to take it to the basket, but he got about 4 feet away and stopped and kept his dribble and drew the foul. Now 54.7 seconds left.
First free throw. Got it.
Well, Clear Creek Amanda doing a nice job from the free throw
20
line.
For Withrow. 13-point CCA lead, 55 seconds to play. Second foul shot. Around and off. And the rebound falls to Hodge for Davenport Assumption. Left wing Heiser. Peters at the top. Gets his man in the air. Kicks it to Heiser left wing. Enters in. Drop step to the basket. Layup up and no. Peters with a putback dunk.
His first points of the second half.
22 points up the other side. Withrow is fouled by Tallman. And it looks like we're going to be free throw shooting to the end. And the Clipper players, they're starting to realize it.
Yep.
Starting to settle in.
11-point lead with 38-point seconds left. And again, Assumption cannot stop the clock after made baskets.
And so they're out of timeouts.
Even if they come down and score, the clock will continue to run.
First free throw for Withrow. He hits. 21 points for Christian Withrow. TJ Bowler's exchanging some words with the Assumption student section. As Withrow hits the second. Clear Creek Amana 76-63 over Assumption. And they will send both boys and girls to state for the first time ever. Left wing, a three on the way, Dane Hodge, nearly an air ball. Offensive rebound scooped up by Mack. His second effort rolls off the right of the rim. Rebound pulled in by Potter. He's hounded by four Assumption defenders. They wanted a jump ball. They get a foul called. And CCA will close this one out at the free throw line.
Well, again, just so impressed with Clear Creek Amana tonight. Again, there were a couple times, you know, when they were down six, you wondered if they'd be able to hang in there and hang with Assumption. Now, that's Peter's fifth foul. So, again, a tough way to end your career. But, again, the team that really stepped up in the second half has been Clear Creek Amana.
Christian Withrow at the line, right foot over his left. First free throw. Rolls out. 76-63. Now, the most fun of this part always is the jubilation to watch the kids as they know that they're headed to the state tournament. For the first time since 1993, Potter hits the second. 20 points, 22 seconds to play. Heiser left wing. Fakes on the three. Enters it in for Mack, who drives straight to the basket, misses the layup. That's the story of the game. Outlet pass up ahead for Withrow. He is fouled, not yet by Tallman. He'll hold it. 8 seconds, Withrow turns and scores. 79-63. 2 seconds to play. Mack takes one last three at the buzzer, hits it, and this game is over. Clear Creek Amana headed back to the state tournament for the first time since 1993.
Well, just a great second half by the Clippers. You know, really dominant in that half. 24-point fourth quarter, 21-point third quarter, and that was the difference. Assumption just 13 points in each one of those quarters.
Davenport Assumption season comes to an end at 19-5. Clear Creek Amana heads to 19-5. and they will head to their first state tournament since well before any of these current players were born in a state bracket reveal that will be released tomorrow. The student section storms the court, and what a year for CCA basketball. Girls to the state tournament for the first time ever. Now the boys to the state tournament for the first time in 27 years.
Well, just, again, that second half, 45-26, Clear Creek Command outscored Assumption. And, again, Sean Peters, one of the better players in the state after a great first half, held to only 2 points. And just so many players for Clear Creek Command have stepped up. Withrow, Potter, Schrepper, Nicholas O'Connor, only 3 points, but was tasked with guarding Peters a lot of the time and gave up a lot of size. Reed off the bench, Bowlers, again, you're worried about sometimes if you get in foul trouble, how much does that impact your game? But he came back in that second half and one basket. I think he had, five free throws and a bunch of rebounds and contested shots inside. So just a great team victory for Clear Creek Amana. And again, coaching staff, obviously adjustments at halftime were made defensively, and they just played smart. Again, I don't know how accurate my statistics are, but I only had 8 turnovers for Clear Creek Amana. And again, you think about the pace of play and how up-tempo it was. And again, a really good squad for Assumption and just a great performance by the Clippers.
Well, and they will head back to the state tournament to play on Tuesday against an opponent to be determined. We'll be there. Clear Creek Amana against a Class 3A field in which the heavy favorite is the Norwalk Warriors. And their star point guard, Bowen Bourne, who leads the state at nearly 40 points a game. But Clear Creek Amana, just like the girls team that just kept on winning at the end of the season, the way these guys are playing, they don't necessarily have a dominant player. But anybody, you look at today, three different players with 15 points or more.
And again, other kids certainly could have that type of game. Like I say, Nicholas O'Connor, just the 1 3-pointer, but... he's one of the really solid players, averages 11.5 a ball game. So, just a great performance as a team. And, you hope they get you always worry a little bit about the seeding. Obviously, when an underdog gets an upset, again, kind of like the Clear Creek Amana girls, and they draw the number one seed at the tournament. You mentioned Norwalk with Bourne, just an incredible player. So it'll be interesting when the pairings come out, what seed the Clippers get.
Well, the final score here inside Assumption High School, 78-66. Clear Creek Amana headed to the state tournament for the first time since 1993. Final scorers here for Clear Creek Amana, they were really balanced. Brock Reed had 4, Nick O'Connor with 3, Tyler Schrepfer had 16, Kyle Schrepfer with 2, Christian Withrow with 24, Mike Potter with 20, TJ Bowlers with 10. One of the more impressive things for me was just how Clear Creek Amana was able to completely shut down Sean Peters in that second half, despite TJ Bowlers fighting through some foul trouble. What did you see out of the CCA defense in that second half?
Again, they gave a lot of help there, and again, they'd come down and double team, and then they'd when he'd give up the basketball, they'd react and get back out on the shooters, and the double teams came, and he didn't shoot the ball well, but he didn't have near as many touches as he had it, and they kept him for the most part off the offensive glass, which is something they struggled a little bit with in the first half. But again, after giving up 40 in the first half, again they only gave up 26. So great job defensively in that second half, and then a great job when they missed again. Clear Creek Amana just so much better on the backboards than they were in that first half. I only had them like with 4 rebounds in the first half, only 1 offensive rebound. I had them with 4 offensive rebounds in the second half, all in the third quarter. But again, 5 defensive rebounds in the third quarter, 7 in that fourth quarter. Now again, the fourth quarter, Assumption had to start fouling. Clear Creek Amana overall did a good job from the free throw line. I think probably shot around 70% from the line, and then Assumption was forced to take some 3-pointers and unable to convert, but that's where, again, the Clippers were able to get the boards and, again, draw more fouls and get back to the free throw line.
Well, the final score here, Clear Creek Amana, 78, and Davenport Assumption 66, Clippers to State on Tuesday. We will see who they draw and who their opponent will be in the Class 3A field, which we know seven of the eight teams. The only team that we still don't know yet, Clear Lake and Ballard, are playing tonight. The winner of that game, which last I checked was Ballard in the lead late in the ballgame. Otherwise, Center Point, Urbana, Harlan, Pella, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, Norwalk, Mount Vernon, Clear Creek, Amana. A couple of teams within our area that we've seen at times this year, Center Point, Urbana, Mount Vernon, Pella, and then a couple others from the western part of the state as well. So it will be a good test for CCA, and their first game will be Tuesday at a time to be determined. Any final thoughts, Eric, before we sign off for the night?
Just what a great year for Clear Creek Amana sports and basketball. Again, the girls' first time in program history, boys' first time since the 1990s. Again, and the girls talked about the excitement in the community with their trip to state, 600 T-shirts sold and things. And you know, it's got to be a great time to be a student walking the halls, the excitement, the trips to Des Moines, supporting friends.
Get to miss some class to go out
school.
There.
I'm not sure if their spring break ties up with all the others. I think it's...
Well, both boys and girls made it, so they're missing it at least once.
Yep. So I think next week is spring break for a lot of schools. Not sure about Clear Creek, but just a great end of the season for both programs. And although the girls weren't able to pull out a victory, they talked about how former players have been in contact, former coaches, just the outpouring of congratulations and what a great experience. And again, something you'll remember your entire life.
Well, that'll do it for us here from Muscatine High School. Clear Creek Amana, the only area team to send both boys and girls teams to state this year. And we'll be there in Des Moines Tuesday as the Clippers take on a to-be-determined team in their first field, in their first Class 3A tournament since we had George H.W. Bush in office. All right, for our studio producer, Zachary Schmitz, and my partner, Eric Peterson, my name is Miles Klotz. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tomorrow, Iowa City High, 10 a.m., they get their state semifinals going. Remind me who they're playing again, Eric?
I believe Johnston.
Johnston. Believe Eric will be with Scott Unash, yes?
Yes.
Scott Unash tomorrow, 10 a.m. from Des Moines for Iowa City High and Johnston as the Little Hawks look for a bid in Friday night's championship game in Class 5A. Final score, 78-66, Clear Creek Amana the winners. Everybody, please have a good rest of your Wednesday evening.